Facebook can be a very confusing realm.
And we agree with you on that. It's very confusing, considering we're all making up how to use it all the time, always, and no one has told us how to use it.
And that's why we have this podcast for you. Good Help Podcast helps you navigate the pitfalls of social media behavior.
Yeah, don't do stuff wrong. We have someone on the show, his name is my co-host, and he shows you he does everything wrong. I mean, that's what I think, and I think he does everything wrong, and we take turns hosting the show, and like one week it's about how Deepu is wrong about using Facebook, and the next week it's about, Deepu admitting how wrong he is about using Facebook. It's lots of different episodes.
Sometimes there's an episode about how serious you fucking handle everything, so...
Well, am I? You're pretty serious too, Mr. Grumpy Pants.
I don't know.
And listen to the comedy happening already. We're going to take turns telling you how to use Facebook and social media caringers the way you want. If you don't know what a caringer is, listen to the show. You might hear the explanation, but you also might have picked up that it's a word I made up. And that is what it is. I made it up. So don't listen. Do listen. But don't expect... that.
Go to hell. All right, download Fire Fan and play Bar Time Trivia with celebrities and us. Join the Haley's Dog League. Play with us this weekend. Use promo code Haley, get some points, play Bar Time Trivia with us. Download the app, Fire Fan. Do it now.
And get on board before the Super Bowl, because we'll tell you about that in the middle of the show. I want to tell you today, listeners, to listen to the Erie Canal Theater podcast. It's a really, really great thing. They do radio dramas. The creators have been featured on WFMU, which if you're from the East Coast, you've definitely heard of. And they do 1980s-style retro noir. And they're doing a project now called Laugh-ageddon. So check it out. That's the Erie Canal Theater podcast, available on iTunes. All right, so it's a mic edition here, and this episode is going to be a little bit different today, because in the second half of the show, me and Deepu are going to have a philosophical debate, and I want to pose the question. Deepu is going to be fresh on it, but I'm going to give you a little bit of time to think about it, because I think it's a genuinely interesting question. A lot of times, I don't want to sound pretentious, but a lot of times when we talk about philosophy, people are often parroting, you know, they're doing the, you know, what's the meaning of life and all those things. This isn't what this is going to be. This is a question that I think will question whether what me and Deepu's philosophies are. So it's going to be a frank talk. And my question for you to consider is, does it ever make sense to take advice from anyone? And I know it sounds so simple, but I think even if you think about it for a couple seconds, there's a lot of problems with taking advice from people, and there's a lot of problems with those people not running your life afterwards. All right, let's start the show, Deepu.
All right, this is Go to Hell Podcast, Mike Edition Delta Omega Saga. This theme song is by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
All right. Yes. Yeah. I want to stop Woo. Saying all right. I have a new catchphrase that I'm doing on all my podcasts. You want to hear it?
Let's do it.
Okay. We got to do like I wasn't even expecting to bring this up on this show yet.
you were going to save it?
I was saving it for something else. Just be talking about like something like what was the last annoying thing that happened to you that you can talk about in like a sentence?
I got held up at an open mic.
Oh man, no money down. See stores for details.
What?
Yeah, that's just what I'm gonna start saying. I don't want to start saying all right or It's just like it's my catchphrase now. Someone says something crazy, like we were at 108 in all of technology this week. Oh, I'll be like, don't put money down on that. See the store for details.
Sorry, no CODs, dog.
How much fun is it?
Yeah, dude. No, yeah, nonsense. It's always a good time. Always a good time.
You want to get a pizza? Definitely. I won't put any money down, and I'll see those fucking stores for details.
Oh, man, if only you could hang out with 13-year-old me, we would have been having a blast.
I have a hard time believing you're much different.
All right, you got me. You got me. I've toned it down. I've toned it down.
I haven't. I've gotten worse. So that's going to be the second half of the show. I want to get. So I've sent you a bunch of files here, Deepu, and we're going to go through. There's been a lot's gone on Facebook in the last week, and so we're going to go through. We're going to go through some of this really, really great stuff. I want to start with. By the way, I want to say on this show, I don't like the word politics, but it's going to come up on this show. Not politics themselves, the word. We are certain. I am certain on my episodes that this will always be a Washington democratic process politics free show. We'll never talk about anything like that on my episode simply
because that's big.
Well, I think it means something, and you'll see as we go on that's a philosophy I've told you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see as we go further on into this why that makes sense, why I'm obviously and always a genius. But it's good to say up top that you never have to worry that I'm going to suddenly say, well, I don't think that we shouldn't let the moon orbit this. I don't know anything about politics. Is that what they argue about?
If they should let the moon orbit? Yeah. Well,
I don't think. both sides of the aisle can agree we need to destroy the moon.
Well, your mood, the tone you're hitting is right on the money. So that's all that matters.
Okay,
we're going to stay away from that bullshit on my episodes too, my buddy.
Oh, wow. So we can say for sure that this is not just a spoiler-free, Star Wars spoiler-free podcast, but no political talk, Washington, democratic process political talk. Because again, obviously, Facebook and all these things, everything affects politics. You'd have to be an idiot not to think that, you know, every single thing in your life doesn't affect this stuff. But we're not going to talk about voting and such and things and all that stuff. But we're going to start today with Claire Marzipan Walters, who I did not ask if that was her real middle name. I'm hoping it is. But that's her Facebook name. And that's going to be the first combo here. I talked to her in this conversation. I'm going to be reading her conversations that we have, and I'm going to do it as Optimus Prime. And Deepu, you'll read as me when I come up.
Okay.
I don't think I come up in this first one.
And we're going from one in sequential.
One, two, whatever. Okay. Or we'll take turns. I'll read Claire as for this first one, I'll read Claire as Optimus Prime, and you'll read two. Okay, we'll switch on and off.
Okay.
Okay, I have to get into Optimus Prime. I'm leaving Facebook. Because I can't take all the political crap right now. I'm very invested in politics. But I just couldn't deal with... And then we're going to blank out the political thing she's talking about. It was like being punched in the stomach multiple times and not getting a chance to breathe. I'm so terrified right now. The future is uncertain. Deepa, you want to read? Yeah.
All right, this is the next comment as read by Ricky Ricardo from I Love Lucy.
Okay.
I really just started needed. Okay.
Uh-huh. Really... Just as understandable as Ricky on the show, to be honest. Go ahead.
Okay. I really just needed to stop looking for all that crap so I wouldn't go crazy.
I then asked Claire, did you tell people that this was bothering her? And she said to me, and this is the funniest word I've ever said as Optimus Prime,
I told my family and a few of my friends. So yeah, lol. Nope.
And then I thanked her and she said,
no problem. Just hope you can do something with it. Good luck and forever live the
what's their fucking home planet?
Galp. No idea.
Tron. Optitron.
Okay. So.
Damn it. Now I'm thinking about their power cubes. Fuck.
Well, no. They. Shit. Okay, I'll remember it later. Okay, well, we're on a thing here. This is like a little bit. We're getting more into this here.
Yeah.
I'd like you to read for me in this stuff. I might ask you to skip some things because it's about me asking the person to put it on the show. Mm-hmm. But we're going to read from a post by... So that's the first thing we're starting at, is this idea of...
People leaving Facebook.
People leaving Facebook.
And who do you tell?
Okay. Who do you tell? What do you do about it?
Yeah.
Here we go. I'm going to read Amanda Lynn Deal's post that we had, and you're going to read as me, Deepu. I will also be reading Amanda Lynn as Optimus Prime. Here we go. Her original post, Amanda Lynn says,
God might be for the GOP, but his hippie-ass son is like, whoa, Dad, this party is at 1%. They're just not my demo. Winks into camera, and then a winky, smiley face.
Would it be out of line if I asked a polite question about this post?
So this is me. I'm also Ricky Ricardo in this?
Yeah.
Got it?
Go for it.
So these are two extremely volatile issues.
I have... Oh, wait, hold on. I might need to make an editor's choice here. While I do like...
Too racist?
No, it's not too racist. It's a great impression of Ricky Ricardo. You got to do a little bit less. It's a little too good. I'm having trouble understanding some of the words.
Okay.
Just pull it back a little. Just 10% back. Okay. More Leguizamo than Ricky Ricardo.
So these are two extremely volatile issues if you group together religion and politics. When you post this, are you expecting people to respond all in the positive?
Exactly. I don't think they should go together, but people keep insisting they do, so I made a joke.
Well, I have to disagree with how the joke comes off. Your post suggests Jesus doesn't like GOP.
I don't care. I grew up religious, and I hate politics and judgment. I just hope we can laugh about the ridiculousness of it all together.
Next slide. Mm-hmm.
Not that Jesus should be in either party. Right, but you're targeting Jesus and Republicans, not religion and politics. There are many religions, Democrats. I also don't care about people's insane position on both either. But I am more asking if you aren't expecting people to disagree with the most, the post.
With the post. Come on, you can't go that much into the character that you can't read English, Ricky.
He came from a broken family.
Amanda Lynn goes on to respond to that. So what we're talking about here, she posts this thing about politics, and I'm saying, do you get what's happening, Deepu? That I'm saying, you have to expect that it's not a joke that comments on, you're alienating a lot of people. I was not saying that one isn't better than the other or whatever. I'm just saying, you have to expect that some people are gonna, you know, they're gonna respond negatively to this supposition.
Absolutely, these are big divisive topics.
So what my question is not that I disagree with this post or that I agree with it, but just that what's in the mind of someone when they post something? Are they thinking, yeah, if I have anyone that doesn't like, you know, either of those things, they're not gonna like the post? Like, what are they thinking about those consequences when it happens? Amanda's great on Facebook, by the way. Amanda goes on to say,
my joke for a while has been how God, Old Testament, is a lot like a Republican than his hippie son, who would most likely vote the opposite, as it happens in many families, or not really, and just do real charity work, which I'm a little confused about.
Like, are you aware how inflammatory the post could be to someone who cares? I like the joke. I get the joke. I'm only asking about how you expect people to react when you post it.
And skip that next comment. Next to the next slide.
So
people it's me now.
Gotcha.
People get mad all the time. I'm just going to say what I think is either honest or true or just absurd and ridiculous.
Right, but are you looking to debate the concept in a realistic way as well? For example, the idea that a group called the 1% can by virtue of its number never make the majority of a party? I don't want you to think I'm actually asking that. I'm just saying the comment is so inflammatory. Are you expecting anything other than people agreeing or poking holes in the joke? Does that make sense? Like, I think this post is clever. I'm just trying to analyze the reasons for it and posts like it.
I'm going to ignore her next comment because it's about politics. And I then say after that that I'm asking her not to talk about politics. She then asks, so are you agreeing or poking holes in the joke? Ha, 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 ha.
I'm asking if you're expecting a political debate.
Next slide.
Or both, because to the outside perspective, that seems inevitable. I do not want to talk about religion or politics with you. I want to know, when you made this post, what were you expecting people to respond with?
I would prefer people to just laugh and like it. And this is the crux of everything.
That's such a weird response.
This is the crux of everything. It's not necessarily weird, but I think Amanda's being honest. It's weird that that we don't admit this as much. And so she says, I would prefer people to just laugh and, quote, like it. But, you know, the old internet, lol, I'm sure the shit fire will blaze on. We're skipping someone else that commented.
Okay. Right, the internet. You put it on the internet, and you know people respond that way to things like this on the internet.
I think this one we need to read again because the accent actually makes it sound...
like gibberish?
What I'm saying is that you put something on the internet, and you're putting it on the internet knowing... Like, she's even saying... I didn't ask her pronouns. It's rude of me to say. Amanda's even saying, you know, I know the internet, like all the internet, the way they're going to respond. Well, the question I'm asking to her is, yeah, you know how they respond. So aren't you expecting that to happen when you post it? You're posting it on the internet. It's not like, you know, that thing of the internet, it's, I'm more interested in it because when we say that, we often talk about like think pieces, how a think piece will comment on something that has nothing to do with them interfering on the internet. But this was made for the internet. And Amanda was very nice in letting me analyze this stuff. But let's keep pushing on.
You aren't the first person to post a political joke about Jesus. So you admit you know people are going to freak out when they see the post?
They do. Lol, yeah, I know. The internet has done nothing but piss me off the last few days. And I just don't give a fuck anymore. Thumbs up emoji. Kiss a heart emoji. Laugh crying emoji.
I think she wants to kiss you. If I can say she, have master gender.
No, she was saying like we're having fun talking. Stop it, you sicko.
She sounds like a keeper.
Okay, that's not the reason I talked to her. I'm trying to have a real political debate here. Please.
Okay,
I'll just
continue as Ricky.
We're gonna skip towards the end to something I say. So don't. Someone said, I can't read what someone posted, but someone said, you know, they, I'm not going to say the person, but they posted, we can't even say what to say. They essentially said, if you really want to make a ridiculous post, say that God is, and then he used a slur. And so I sort of said to that, you know, to me, I think that is so extreme that people would ignore it because Amanda's post was so specific that she wasn't saying God and politics, you know, religion and politics, something that a broad joke would make. The joke was very specific to two religions, to a religion and a political party that you're asking for someone to respond. And then Amanda says, I like to piss people off in a very specific way. So that's where we're starting. Mm-hmm. Now do you see the narrative I'm building here?
I see a narrative. I see the Amanda type. It's definitely a type. You know, they throw the statements out there with like a reckless abandon.
In both good and bad, I think, for her.
Yes.
I think it's she's throwing it out with reckless abandon. But I want to make sure, and why I thought that my interact why I did have, so Amanda knows if she's listening, so other people know, I've had that interaction with other people who don't get what I'm asking. Amanda was reasonable enough to understand, like, yeah, people will probably be pissed off. Like, I know that's going to happen, but like, yeah, I'm trying to start a little shit because it seems like people are throwing punches out here, you know. And that is why I liked our, and why I didn't share other people's conversations that just said ignorant stuff to me. That Amanda, you know, expressed this idea in a reasonable way. All right, now on to the big enchilada. If you didn't see on my wall this week, I posted the following post, which Deepa will read in his normal voice.
Discuss. semicolon. Statistically, most people are afraid of public speaking, yet people post to Facebook to massive audiences on that would terrify them in real life. I think you said that wrong, but...
Yeah,
anyway.
Well, you said semicolon when it's a colon, so we're even.
Gotcha. All right.
People post to massive audiences that would terrify them in real life. Yeah. IRL is what I said.
Meaning, most people have no practice addressing big audiences except Facebook.
What do you think of that before we go? Because you didn't comment.
Incredibly insightful point.
People, this is people's first time. In fact, most people in their lives, when they type on Facebook, that's the most people they'll ever address.
I mean, what about people that posted in a forum in 2001? That was also in front of a lot of people.
Sure. And it's worth noting, too, that you get pissed off at people in these forums on Reddit, on Facebook. They have no, you know, practice talking in front of groups of people, changing what they've said for big groups of people. So are we surprised that they're not good at it?
No, you're right. They were bad at public speaking then, too, is kind of what you're saying.
Right.
Anyway, so, yeah, they're inexperienced speaking to a crowd. But, I mean, is speaking to a crowd that complex of a skill? You conjugate your verbs a little bit differently.
You're talking about, of course, vosotros.
Yeah. First person plural, baby. First person plural.
Very important to English is the use of the word vosotros.
Or second person plural. You know, you could go either or.
Niemen hal.
Or you could look away from the stage and do third person plural.
Andy Kaufman plural. But anyway. I think for you and I it's not. But I think what I try to impress to not the part we're going to read is that I think that people are afraid. They get scared of public speaking. And I sort of theorized in a different part that we should try. And so I made these graphics that showed how big your audience was that could see your – my Facebook audience, for example, could fill the Akron Civic Center Theater in Akron, Ohio.
This number you're referring to, it's the number of Facebook friends you have.
Yeah, could sell out the Akron Civic Theater in Ohio, and I weighed them too. They would weigh collectively, they would weigh like 700,000 pounds.
How do you come up their weight?
Average weight times the number of people.
What's the average weight?
For Americans, which is where almost all of my audience is, it's 170 pounds.
Okay, I can live with that.
Don't do the math because it might be wrong. Okay, so
Akron Civic Center. Got it.
We're then going to – so that was another part of the post that's not really going to come up here. I just wanted to throw that in. So
yeah.
We're then going to read a conversation that Donovan Davis and Alyssa Rokowski have sort of debating this. We got to speed up so we can get the second half of the show.
Sure, yeah, but I see it. Donovan Davis, the other guy.
I'll read me so we can speed through what I say in this case. If you could please do Donovan as
and read the tweet, the Mark Borison tweet.
No, I'm not going to read that. That's not ours to read.
Okay.
So, essentially, Donovan agrees with me, and then I retort saying, "Do you think people realize what a big group this is? Because public speaking, you know, this is me commentating. Public speaking happens when you're talking to five people, if you're afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And so if you have a really crappy Facebook account, which I don't know what that is, like you might be reaching 100 people every time you post, which would in real life would terrify people." Donovan then says,
"A good majority of the stupid shit that's spread via social media wouldn't even be said if they were required to say it in front of the audience in person."
I then quote our show. I say, "I theorized on Go to Hell podcast that people are simply putting what they should be putting in a diary online." Also, I agree. And I listed this fact for everyone to think about. Wait, think about how many times you've hated what someone said to you in real life, and think about how much you've hated what someone says online.
And then Donovan says, "I try not to mind either way because people are ignorant. However, online, they usually get the best of me."
I sort of skip over part of what he's saying because I've posted a lot of stuff about civil debate on my page.
Mm-hmm. Now, I should be Alyssa?
Yes.
Phallic. See, most people don't understand Facebook works.
No, switch it. You're going to do Donovan as that voice.
Okay. But what do I do for Alyssa? Just my normal voice?
Your normal voice.
Okay.
Also Southern, though.
Phallic. See, most people don't understand how Facebook works. They may have posted on a small Facebook account with 100 friends, but a much larger audience sees the post. All of those 100 people's friends see it as well. I have people liking my public post that I don't even know.
And no, then Donovan, my hero, says,
"No, that's based off privacy settings. If a post is public, then others can see it. I have 99%
of my friends.
Yeah, I have 99% of my friends. It can be seen by others if they share it."
Donovan, most, if not all, your posts are public.
Bum, bum, bum.
You said most people don't know how it works, though.
Donovan, I do, and you do, and most people don't.
Now, I of course, wanted to throw a wrench into this, so I said what I just said, that most people, when they're public speaking, this idea that people are close to them, that people will say that about Facebook. Oh, the people are close to me that I talk to, so, you know, it doesn't matter. But I threw out that the most common scenario for being afraid of public speaking is the best man or maid of honor speech. And then I asked them.
Okay. And then Alyssa says, "Mike, it's easier to express things online than
in person."
That
does not sound
sure.
like a Texan.
It's easier.
Thank you.
It's easier. Hold on, let me just spit in my jar. Ping. It's easier to express things online than in person for sure.
It's easier for people.
We're going to skip what Donovan says because they're mostly agreeing. Okay. Then there's a little bit of a thing here that I just have to summarize. Alyssa says, in agreeing with Donovan, Alyssa says, you know, I understand why people break up in person. And then there's a confusion. There's a breakdown. Donovan disagrees that people shouldn't break up in person. But, of course, Alyssa isn't saying people should break up over text. She's pointing out how there's a wall that blocks you from the emotional level when you text people. So I, being the magnanimous, wonderful moderator I am, stepped in. And I told them, you know, you guys are both agreeing, actually. And I then delete a comment that Donovan was saying because I want to keep it civil and not escalate. Alyssa, even though I did calm things down, both of them attack me. Alyssa says,
Donovan, stop attacking me, dude.
No. Go down. Go down, down,
next
down.
Next slide.
Go to 13.
All right.
Alyssa says.
Gotcha. Alyssa says, "Mike, it's needless to delete comments. See example set online."
Donovan?
That's my point, though. Let it de-escalate on its own. Nonverbal communication will always face these issues.
So we're going to skip the rest of it, but nonverbal will always face these issues, that it will de-escalate on its own. Now, the point that I make here, and we'll sort of skip through this conversation, is that we can actually keep skipping all the way to 16, which I'll talk about my own. The point I'm making here is that I not only am taking responsibility for what I say on the internet, but this is my page. Again, the motto that I've said on the show before is you're welcome for posting on my page. So if you guys are attacking each other, that's a representation of me. I have to choose what you say on my page, and I'm taking responsibility for that. We actually have to go to an ad break because this is taking much longer than I thought. But let's go to Mike and Deepu. Shout your shit.
Mike and Deepu, shout your shit.
Deepu.
Yeah.
It's a Super Bowl soon.
I cannot wait. It's going to be a great one.
And if you like Fire Fan, first of all, if you don't have Fire Fan, download the app. Use the coupon code Haley, which will get you some free coins to play along with us. But if you like Fire Fan and you like the Super Bowl, guess what's fucking happening on the Super Bowl?
Tell him, Mike. You gotta tell him.
Facebook Live sponsored event brought to you by Fire Fan. Me and Deepu will be watching the Super Bowl, talking about stuff. We're going to be, I don't know, live commentary. We're going to be talking about what you're eating on the Super Bowl. What are you posting on the Super Bowl?
Oh, man.
Maybe we'll shout you out live.
I've been making tasty food all week.
What are we going to do about food? Like, I want to do a cooking segment and show people that you're a little fancy boy in the kitchen.
Well, we're going to set up a multi-camera situation.
I think we're going to try multi-cam, yeah.
We're going to do a multi-cam, and people are going to watch me cook, but it's going to be all about the food. You're not even going to see us. It's going to be all about the food. We're gonna have sliders. We're gonna have.
You'll see a little of us.
We're gonna have baked potatoes that are carved to look like a Hyundai Elantra.
Of course, the favorite car of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and then
Hyundai gets a free shout out here too. So download FireFan. It's an app where you can talk about sports, and of course, day of the Super Bowl is the best time to start because you'll know all about it for this year and get to do it next year. It essentially is. When we first started playing it, I was saying that the only other place I'd seen these questions was at Super Bowl parties.
And never, not even one day before. Everyone just kind of leaves it off to the last day. They don't even know what's going to happen.
Right, but do you remember that? Have you ever been to a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, I've been
like,
to
that's
a couple.
Always a thing where, like, there's a pool on all these random things. It's like that. Like, you try and make it more inclusive by asking about more than just who's going to win or whatever.
And this takes the, when you try and play that game with your friends, no one comes up with good questions. FireFan takes care of that for you.
They got suggestion questions for you that you can ask your friends, but and you can do it every week. It's a lot of fun. So download FireFan, promo code HALEY. The next sponsor of the show is go online and read Free Press Media's book, The Seduction of Anita Sarkeesian, by author Andrew Bouchard. It's described as saying Anita doesn't want you to read the book. So go ahead and try and piss her off by reading it. Again, by Free Press Media, that's The Seduction of Anita Sarkeesian by Andrew Bouchard, and we'll have that link up there for you on our page too. Go and give it a read. That's on Amazon. Let's go back to the show. So I want to get to this philosophical debate. So we can't, you know, it's hard to. But comedian Andrew Taven, who I have a lot of podcaster comedian Andrew Taven, he posted a political thing, and I said, Andrew literally posts only political stuff. It's maddening. I mean, it's maddening. It just does current event stuff. So I wrote to him sarcastically, I feel like you should try writing about current events on your Facebook page, and then laughed sardonically. And
should
he said,
can I do Taven?
Yeah, you can do. Don't do an impression of Taven that will insult our colleague Andrew Taven. Deepu.
Okay.
Do the most insulting impression.
I promise I'm trying to dial back, but this weekend was, well, I should get used to a new baseline.
Again, he can't even hold. I can't understand anything you're saying. He can't even hold it back. He can't even hold back making a commentary on in this sentence. Like, he's addicted.
That's true.
And I pointed out that, like, he said I should get a new baseline because things are so horrible, whatever. But it's not really an answer to what I said. You know what I mean? It's not like he's been doing this for months. I've only been on Facebook 3 months. It's all I've ever read on his page. So then I was like, I told him that, and he's like, you didn't see it before you got on Facebook. And then I asked if, you know, because we were talking about Claire Marzipan Walters, and I said, you know, has anyone ever said to you, this makes me anxious? And he was like, he said it makes him anxious. His own posting gives him anxiety, and his girlfriend has told him that he does it too constantly. And that he wants to stop, and that it feeds his own anxiety. I mean, bonkers. And I don't even want to do too much commentary on it because I think the story itself paints what I'm trying to do on Facebook and the activity there. Let's go. We're going to call this Letters to the Predators this next segment. We're going to actually call what we just did Letters to the Predators. So we'll play the theme and have our little philosophical debate here.
Letters to the Predators.
I'm a bird with a call. There's other birds. So, Deepu, lay it on me. Does it make any sense to take advice? That's the question we're going to debate for the rest of the show.
Okay, well, I'm guessing that you're going to say no, right?
Do you want to hear my side of it first, and then you can kind of tear it down or agree or whatever?
Sure, yeah, let's do that.
If you're an idiot and you take people's advice, once you stop getting that advice, you will still be an idiot, and you won't have that person to tell you more advice, and therefore you will be in hotter water because you fixed one problem but now have no one else to fall back on, or you keep relying on this person and now this person is living two lives for you because you're an idiot. If you're a smart person, why are you taking advice from other people that will just interfere with how you're thinking?
Okay, so are you having a problem with advice throughout human history or advice since the internet?
I think that anyone that's throughout human history, I think anyone that's ever taken advice on something is doing the wrong thing.
So when FDR met with Churchill, in a conference to like discuss the future of the world, just a couple of morons just sitting down. Just dummy number one, dummy number two.
Have you ever heard three people in a room and anyone agree on anything?
The precogs in Minority Report, they seem to agree a lot.
Except for the entire plot of Minority Report where they where the title of the film is about how they don't agree. But that's okay. That's okay that you can't even remember that movie.
Hey, listen.
It's in the title.
There's got to be an example.
The title is about how they don't agree. It's fine.
No, you're on the money. But only in that one time.
The Minority Report happens all the time.
There have to be. Okay, can we just drop Minority Report?
Never.
I like that movie.
I love that movie.
Okay. There has to be a time in human history when three people sat down and fucking agreed.
I don't think that advice helps. I think people can be cajoled and realize that things are different. Things can be talked out. But if you go to someone asking for advice, it doesn't really make that much sense.
Okay, yeah. Advice can be weird because people are making just huge assumptions about your situation. Let's say if you were to ask advice, people were just thinking they're just like you when they could not be. And I don't take advice at all. I wish we could disagree on that, but
I think what we're not saying when we say advice, we're not saying like counsel. It's not like we don't listen to people. It's not like we're not unempathetic. We don't take people's emotions into account. We're not saying we are never wrong. I'm just saying if someone's like, wait, so go on with your saying. So like, because I just wanted to clarify that. I think we're not saying like, I am Deepu, a destroyer of worlds. None shall tell me differently.
I think all counsel comes with grain of salt, massive grain of salt.
A crystal.
Yeah, like a fat crystal.
Fat-ass crystal.
Because no one, like I said before, no one really knows everything, and what are they going to do, think for two people and just try and account for your entire life? What do you think?
And they're not going to help you after. That's my thing, is person just throws out advice, and that's it. And then they're done, and then they're not there to pick up the pieces.
Yeah, I know people that always come back. Like, I give a lot of advice, actually. People actually do come to me for a fair amount of advice, believe it or not. And they just come back. You're absolutely right. They just keep coming back. And it's annoying to have to, at some point, be a little accountable for what you tell them. So I just stop.
You should be accountable.
Yeah.
I have this philosophy that, I didn't invent this philosophy, but, you put your hand in something, the consequences are far-reaching, which is, I think, what ties this all together is that I don't think you have even a small Facebook page is a small consequence. I think if you were to say this even to 10 people one-on-one, you'd realize that you should be controlling what you say and very, very careful about what you say.
So did you see someone giving advice on Facebook?
No, I'm just saying that ties into the rest of the theme of the show. I don't see people giving advice on Facebook. I quite frankly see more people being assumptive on assumptive?
Presumptive.
No, maybe, but that's not what I mean. Presumptive is not assertive, excuse me.
Oh.
I see them being more assertive and presumptive. I mean, I wasn't going to use that word, but good word in there. Good word. Thanks for the word.
Thanks, dude.
Energon, by the way. Just remembered it.
There we go. Energon crystals.
Decepticons.
But there's something else, too. That's like a companion cube. Wait, no, that's Portal.
Just list nerd shit. The point is that I see people just saying shit. Like, maxims. They're saying maxims, which is a word that I'll say to people that they don't really understand. I actually yelled at someone who tried to approach me on a business thing, and I was like, I'm not going to trust you. You're just saying maxims. Like, they were cold calling me to do something. I was like, you're not really telling me any advice about it. You're saying maxims. And I think people don't understand what maxims are. And they're declarative statements that you're assuming are sort of true, if not thrusting that opinion onto someone. They're things like, I'm trying to think of an inane one so we don't bother people. Mayonnaise and French fries are disgusting. Mm. Or anyone that eats mayonnaise on French fries is no friend of mine. Which, by the way, come at me.
Are you a French fries and mayonnaise guy?
Way better than ketchup.
All right, I'm not going to argue with you, but...
Way better than ketchup.
I never tried it. That's all I can say. I've never tried
it. You should. A, it's a more subtle flavor. B, it goes with French fries. Like, it's the matching flavor. And every special sauce, even though people say that and they're like, I don't eat mayonnaise with French fries, every special sauce from every fast food restaurant is something mixed with mayonnaise. So you do like mayonnaise. This is a long-running bit of mine, actually, about how America doesn't understand what mayonnaise is. It's actually a big problem I have with this nation.
Because they never think about how it has eggs?
I guarantee, ask 10 people on the street how mayonnaise is made. The ones that say they don't like it don't know.
Yep.
It's a sad world. But you know what I mean? Like, if I take advice from someone and it's wrong, well, then I'm fucked, and they're not going to do anything about it.
Listen, I got some advice for you. Get to the point.
There's no point. This is a debate. Should people take advice? I think we should... On this show, if we're going to agree here, should we say that all advice is bad?
I'm going to say people should learn for themselves. People should find out the answers for themselves. It really is just a matter of a little bit of effort, and people are lazy, and advice doesn't advice gets old very quick. Even if it's like very relevant advice at the time, the next day doesn't mean shit.
Right? Right, it changes so quickly. Circumstances. Don't you think that the other idiot involved in this, in the idiot you're helping when you give advice, that they have another smart person helping them? Because obviously these two idiots that both need advice having idiot interactions haven't made it this far without someone else playing the game for them.
I mean, why put your entire life into someone else's hands by asking them for advice? You're assuming that they're all-knowing, which often
we're knowing at all! Or that they know fucking anything.
Yeah.
Do you know how many times I tell people stories and, like, because I'm very finicky about, like, you know, I get into some complicated social situations because I'm just so sophisticated.
Oh, Mike, you're so handsome.
What is that? Who is that new bachelor? Oh, do you see how his pants have paint upon them?
I love how my dress makes my ass look amazing.
He's also wearing a dress. He looks great. I get in complicated social situations, and I will, when telling people about it just to vent, go over it a bunch of times just because I want them to understand what's happening. Like, I think a lot of people will hear the thing, especially with, like, relationships. They'll hear what's happening the first time, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, you got to do this thing with your,
yes.
with your significant right away. They're not going to ask, like, subtlety. I tell people honestly get sick of me venting because they're like, okay, yeah, but I know that they don't quite get what's happening. Because I'm not afraid to look stupid and tell them over and over again. I think the idiot that's asking for advice is going to ask over and over. It's just going to say it once and be afraid to say that, oh, no, you didn't understand what I said. What do you think?
Dude, that was great. That was a great little just.
I love this show because we love silence on this show. We I don't care about dead air.
Yeah, that was great.
I let the moment breathe.
I'm totally in agreement with you, man. I'm sorry.
Let's say it officially right now.
Yeah, let's make
no
a statement.
No more advice. Stop giving people advice. Stop taking people advice for advice. Figure it out yourself. Just fucking figure it out.
Yeah, man.
That's it. Even tech stuff. Just don't. Nothing.
Yeah, stop asking people what phone they should get.
Oh, God. Yeah, there's people out that worry about that. Listen, your phone is really a bad computer, and none of them are better than the other. They're all really badly made. If you want a good computer, go buy a computer.
Yeah, dude. No need
it's
to be
all
mobile.
The same.
No need to be mobile.
Well, don't say that. There's no need to be picky
throw
about it.
Throw your phone in the lake.
Throw your phone in the lake. I do agree. Yeah, let's just give advice. I mean, people would listen. That's what I'm saying. People say that kind of shit. People say maxims like that all the time. That's what this my theme of today was. It's like people will say a thing and don't realize what they're saying. And like that's harmful to everyone around you. If you tell someone to break up with their boyfriend or girlfriend or a non or them friend or significant other, you're changing someone's life significantly. And although you don't feel that when you do it on Facebook, mm-hmm. you're saying shit to so many people. Do say stuff like that, like, "Oh, I hate technology." Obviously, a moronic thing to say.
There's something infuriating about going through, scrolling through Facebook, and seeing someone put out a blanket statement, one of these maxims you're talking about, because, you know, your options are spend your time and have a meaningless argument with this guy, or stew on it for a little bit and you start raising your blood pressure, or C, like somehow attain nirvana and not give a fuck about this.
I think I know I've been called a saint already, patron saint of likes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to our greatest fan.
I'm the Buddha of comments, by the way.
Who also told me that the wine I drank that week when we mentioned her for Lipschnitz, who gave me the nickname patron saint of likes. She said that the wine I drank, it was definitely still wine. It wasn't vinegar yet. That I had a while before it returned to vinegar. Mm. I think I've reached that point where you know why I don't talk about these things, why this is a political free show? I have this belief, and again, don't take my advice. Don't listen to it, but I'm just telling you how I function. I don't say anything to anyone unless I'm willing to further that idea with that person. So if I have a belief I'm not going to change, I'm not going to say it to you, Deepu, because I don't want to hear your opinion on it. You know what I mean? I'm everything I say to you, I want you to disagree and have an opinion on so I can be a better person.
Right on the money, Mike. You're right on the money. I'm sorry.
The worst is people – and the reason I sort of hounded a mandolin deal was because I was like either – and she was not this way at all. I wanted to find out if she was sort of like just hoping everybody on her page would agree with her. I hate when people just agree with you. Like, it's the worst. Like, let's grow our brains a little bit here.
Well, I mean, what do you want me to say? Advice is good? That advice has helped people? Clearly, advice has never helped anybody.
It's never helped anyone.
Yeah.
Well, in this case, you're agreeing to make more people disagree with each other.
And aren't we just telling ourselves to never do this podcast again, which is really just advice about
this
Facebook?
This isn't advice. No way is this advice. We make judgments, and we want you to respond to our opinions. We're making opinions, and everything we've done has changed. I listen every week. I'm debating you about this stuff. The reason that it works is because there's two sides. The reason we're not giving people advice is because we're not a united front. Because we are trying to tear the other one down, which, by the way, 4,390 friends as of today, I'm just saying. In 3 months.
So impressive. You're so friendly.
So I want to show you something. Last thing we're going to do on the show before we close out I'm going to turn my camera on for a half a second so you can see. Because we of course, awarded Bobby Bronson best Facebook page. That award can never be taken away from him, and he will live in immortality.
I saw this already.
Yeah, but I want to show you the finished deal here. So I'm holding in my hands, you're going to hear Deepu's full reaction to the Go to Hell Tower Cup of Fame, in which I will be putting Bobby Bronson's name on it today on a piece of paper, sort of just stapled in because it's ethereal, it's sort of broken and evil. I'm turning my camera on now. Can you see this monstrosity?
Wow, that's
I'll get a light on it for you. There you go. There you go. That's a little better.
The Tower Cup of Fame?
Yeah.
It's beautiful,
It makes no sense.
Bronson's getting a beautiful trophy.
Well, he's not getting it. This one stays here. Bobby Bronson will be receiving a trophy in the mail, which you could also receive in the mail if you get an award for an accomplishment in social media. Please don't make fun of it, Deepu. It took me 10 minutes to make.
I'm not laughing at it.
could you describe it?
Okay, it looks like you know those spikes that that Sonic the Hedgehog could fall into. It looks like a section of those spikes, but a little softer, and it looks like and it has the sign somehow bludgeoned into it. The Go to Hell Tower Cup of Fame. And so yeah, blue spikes, nice thick base, nice size, great size.
Good size, about the size of his torso.
Yeah, about the size of your torso. Great, you know, it'll really confuse your guests, but
it's for my place. It'll stay here. Maybe we'll bring it onto our live event. But it is atrocious. It is fragile, and it is hideous, and at the same time beautiful, and will only be made more beautiful by the friends we add to it. And is that not an apt analogy for social media? And Deepu, as we end the show, I just want to say to you that one day, a man will come to you and he will give you a gift of great value. And you'll open it up. And as you go to use this gift of great value, which is, of course, a segue, you, the gyroscopic characteristics of Earth will end because you shall be the first person to fall from a segue and be sucked straight into the fiery depths of the non-gyroscopic reality that is hell!
Go to hell, Mike.
You go to hell.
Stop recording?
No, dumbass!
Oh, this is FireFan. You gotta get the app, download FireFan, use promo code Haley, H-A-L-E-Y. Join our league. Haley's a dog. Play with us this weekend. Bartime trivia. Talk to you later. Bye.
Play with us on the Super Bowl. Super Bowl Live on Facebook.
Yeah, Super Bowl Bartime Trivia. Play with us. It's going to be great. Fire and the Facebook live stream. App.